The bluff collapse at the Wee Energies power plant in Oak Creek caused no injuries, but tons of debris and pollutants slid into Lake Michigan, and video of the scene made national news. DNR leaders haven't wanted to highlight it, but department staff have issued a notice of violation to the power company. The DNR says the firm violated solid waste laws when it did not install a liner in a stormwater pond near an old coal ash landfill near the bluff. After an enforcement conference covered by four news reporters yesterday, DNR Southeast Region Director Eric Nitschke maintained that the lack of a liner may have been a significant factor in the bluff collapse.
The concern is what happened is when ash deposits have high levels of water in them, they tend to move.
And that's what happened.
Absolutely.
Wee Energy's spokesman Brian Manthe says the utility is contesting the DNR's allegations. Manthe says when the stormwater pond was built about 3 years ago, the company was exempted from adding the liner.
What we did find as we were excavating for the pond was some coal ash deposits. What we did is we removed those small deposits of coal ash and then put them on the regulated landfill on the site, then replaced that area with suitable soil, then built the pond.
Wee Energies says it will provide more information to the DNR later this month. The utility could face fines of up to $5,000 a day since the pond was built. Manthe says company ratepayers would not foot any bill. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.